welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live right here on 97.1 FM Talk. And Carrie Kasem is with us. Don't forget, folks, this is a huge week. We have Teresa Strasser coming in tomorrow night at 8 o'clock from the Adam Carolla Show. And then I believe Robert Schimmel is coming on after that. So that should be a great night on Tuesday. On Wednesday, of course, we have Arsenio Hall.
You go, dog.
Yes, you go, dog. Plus, the girls from Hooters are coming in and the girls from Spearmint Rhino. Hope we separate those two. Could be a cat fight in the kitchen. Plus, on Thursday, what the hell did Jesse Jackson say, followed by Frank Kramer?
I think
Frank's going to be on all 3 hours. Is that right? Jesus, look at that guy's commitment to the station. And then Adam Carolla on Friday. I mean, how do you beat that?
Nice job, retards.
Thank you very much. It is a full week here. And everybody is going to enjoy the show, at least for this week. Next week, maybe not so great. But this week, man, it's on fire. And it's all live on the Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 FM Talk. Yes, 97.1 FM Talk. All right, Carrie Kasem is with us tonight instead of tomorrow. So
here I am.
Thank you for coming in, baby.
Of course.
This is something I received in the mail today, and it's one of my pet peeves. It happens every year around late September, early October, and I hate it every year, but it still happens. So what it is, it's come my birthday, and my birthday is in October. I get mail from corporations saying happy birthday, right?
Jesus Christ.
And you get your dentist sending you something, and you get casinos, in my case, sending you happy birthdays. And the corporate happy birthday is always the biggest insult in your mailbox. All right. The other day, I think it was last Monday or Tuesday, we had Gina Grad said to me, she goes, this guy, Louis C.K., is a very funny comic, and you'll love him. When anybody ever says that to me, I'm always very skeptical.
Right.
Right? Because I got my comics. I got my Seinfeld, Arsenio Hall, Bob Schimmel, Brian Regan, and I'm sure I'm... What is that?
George Carlin.
Yeah, and George Carlin. I got my five comics, right?
Right.
I hate to, like, expand that list, because then I got to watch everybody.
Can't really interview George Carlin anymore.
Yeah,
then, you know?
I know. That's going to
be tough.
So maybe
there's room for one more.
So I said, yeah, where is it on YouTube? And I checked it out. And this is very rare for me, because, you know, I grew up in a very funny household. It's very rare that I look at a comic and instantly go, that guy is effing hysterical. But it happened last week with this young man who's on with us right now, Louis C.K. Louis, how are you, sir?
Oh, hello. That was very nice.
Hey,
thank
listen,
you very much.
I tell you, that stuff of yours on YouTube is absolutely hysterical. The bit where you do where your daughter and you are playing hide and go seek, I do that with my daughter every single day. She's the worst at hide and go seek. And, you know, she sits there and covers her eyes, and that's hiding for her.
Yeah, no, she stinks. And you got to pretend she's great, though. You got to go, I have no idea where you are. I don't know where you are.
Right. It also leads to a lot of arguments between me and my wife, like it happens with you and your wife.
Yeah, no, where you go, like, I'm supposed to be looking for the kid, and she's staying in plain sight. But I'm pretending to look for her, and my wife's like, why don't you look under the bed? And I'm like, all right. And then she tells me a place to look, and I'm like, that's a stupid place to look. And then we're like arguing about where to look at someone who's not hiding.
Now, how old are your kids?
I got a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old. And the 3-year-old is just learning to play hide and seek. And I'm too, you know, I'm sorry, I'm too old for it. Right. I don't do it. I just go, okay, go hide. And then she hides, and then
you just watch sports.
I just do what I got to work or whatever, and then at some point she breaks her heart and she comes out.
It's hysterical.
Daddy didn't come looking for me.
Yeah, exactly. Of course, it's not true. It's a fantasy.
You know, I think you have a lot in common with the typical guy. By the way, how old are you? In your early 40s?
41,
yeah. I had kids later on in life, too. I had my first kid at age 40, or 41, actually. And so I'm, you know, occasionally I get this, and I bet you get it as well. When I'm in Oregon, I was in Bank America in Oregon, and the lady turns to me and goes, "Is this your first grandchild?" And I'm like, oh, man. I'm
Jesus
like,
Christ. That's pretty bad.
44
that's
years
pretty
old.
Pretty bad.
Well, in Oregon, it, you know, they could say, "Is this your first great-grandchild?"
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, it's weird being a dad. You're not considered a parent, you know. Like people say, "Oh, that's nice. You're babysitting the kids." I'm like, no, I'm raising them. They're my children.
I have a
and like when my daughter falls over and like if she falls down because she's you know she's got legs with no knees in them. So when she falls over and starts crying, a strange woman comes over to try to pick her up.
Right.
And I almost kicked a woman right in the face the other day for doing that. It's like, don't touch my kid. It's my kid.
Right.
Jesus.
Yeah, if a man did that, it would be game on.
It's, oh, forget you know, it, yeah.
Lucky it was a chick. I have a friend of mine, Frankie Renzulli, is a writer in the Valley. He said, I'm sure you can relate this to this as well, but before you have kids and you're married, you got a girlfriend, that front door is as big as a barn door or an airplane hangar door. It's always easy to get out of there. But when you've got kids, it turns into a mouse hole. You can never get out.
No, you're done. I mean, that's it. I mean, unless you don't love your children, which would be awesome, because then you could just bolt. But unfortunately, I do love my children, and I'm stuck.
I know. It's the worst, though, when you love these kids, because you know, it become your entire life.
Well, that's what makes parenting difficult is if you love your children.
Right.
When I meet, you know, when you see a father and he's like, "Oh, my kids are great." Yeah, you're not with them. You're playing golf. You're a jackass. You're not a father. No parent that's truly loving and raising their children doesn't doubt their love for their children occasionally.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And, you know, you look at them, you're like, "I love you on paper, kid, but I ain't feeling it right now." Okay?
Yeah. Especially when you know, like yesterday, I went to the Pomona Fair with my daughter. She'll be three in October.
Do they have a bungee jump this year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got the whole mix
hitting
out there. But I'm out there with my daughter, and I missed football. I missed the last Yankees game, the Dodger game. I missed the whole run on Sunday.
Right.
And then she at the fair says, "I want some ice cream." So I give her some ice cream, and then she goes, "I don't like it." And at that point, I go, "Wait a minute, baby. I'm missing a lot of crap to be out here with you in this, in this place that has a million people in it."
That's when you lose it a little. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I'm sorry. That's when you lose the love a little. That's when you go, I wonder if this is all worth it.
Yeah, exactly. And you got to tell them that, too. You got to go, "This stinks for me, okay? I hate this."
No,
I hate all of this.
My sister has a kid, and every time we go to this vegan restaurant, it's vegan ice cream, right? And every time she orders a vegan ice cream, she doesn't like it. She takes a bite, but yet she still orders it. She's 4 years old. And I said to my sister, I'm like, "Why are you ordering it?" "Because she wants it. She's not going to eat it." She takes a bite and then's like, "I don't like it."
Yeah.
Like, why? Why? Why order it for the fifth or sixth time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, why? You know, don't take your kid to a vegan restaurant. Leave them at home.
Yeah.
That's so mean to do that.
There's
vegan,
good food
vegan
there.
Restaurant where they're eating, like, green paper. Like, the kid's not going to eat any of that.
No, it's fake food. It tastes good.
Yeah, my kid is barely off the bottle.
I feed my kids very healthy, and I don't give them ice cream and stuff. I just say no, because I like saying no to them. It's nice. It's this power. You, like, ruin their life with one word. It's amazing.
You know, Louis C.K. is with a very funny stand-up comedy. You got to go on YouTube and just put in Louis C.K., and it comes. There's about 10 or 12 things that come up immediately, and they're all hysterical. And when you talk about, you know, being in a post office, and this is the typical guy's anger that you share, and I have it as well, and every one of my friends has it, or else they're not a friend, because I'm not friends with guys that are happy. It just doesn't make sense. You know, guys that wake up and say, you know, they love it. You know, when they wake up with a smile on their face, those kind of guys, I'm not into that.
What is wrong with you? You've said this for years.
I'm not into it. A guy should be angry as hell, or I don't want to be around him. But when you walk into, like, I'm at Home Depot the other day, and a guy's spending $9.52. Now, I'm wondering why the F he's even there. I mean, if you're going to spend $9.52, go to, Long's Drugs and pick up what you need. But then he writes a check for it, and I'm seething. And I want to destroy this guy. I'm going through, he's overweight, so I'm doing a lot of, fat jokes under my breath. But he can't hear me. And I'm standing 3 feet away from him, and I'm angry as F at this guy. It happens every single day.
No, every day you collect people that hate you. I mean, if you think you hate that guy, I'm sure somebody else was, standing behind you, just mad. There's always people. I hate people not because they do annoying things. I just hate them. Just looking at them, just looking at the guy, and I'm like, look at his shoes, what a dick, and I just start feeling hatred. I don't know why, it just passes the time, just hating strangers.
Right. For
reason.
For years I've been doing this. I get on, if I'm traveling cross country, which I don't like to do, I don't like to be on a plane for more than 2 hours, because I just get bored. Not that I'm afraid of flying, I just get bored. But when I get on an airplane and have to fly to New York or Chicago to meet relatives, When I sit down and to the guy next to me, I lay a radical child molestation or a radical racial joke on him to see where his sense of humor is. And it does one of two things. It either gets him to move, which is ideal, or he adds his own jokes for the rest of the trip that are hysterical as well.
You're like one of those guys that farts on a first date, just to how it goes. A little nuts. I sat next to a guy on a plane who was the fattest man in the world, and it was a small plane, too. And he was so huge, and he was one of those guys who had like a tiny face in the middle of a giant fat head. Very nice guy. But he sat next to me, and he literally had to, because his body, he was just so huge, he had to lay his arm just down on my body. It was outrageous. It felt like I was like holding an 8-year-old kid in my lap.
I've had the same thing happen. Same thing. Oh, somebody kept falling asleep, and when they'd fall asleep, they'd drop their arm on my arm. And it was like, I kept getting hit through the entire flight. Thank God it was an only an hour flight. It's a woman.
That guy was just trying to touch your boobs.
No, it was a woman.
Oh,
it was a really, really large woman.
Speaking of farting on the first date, I always wonder this, especially when I'm high, but if you're in a gay relationship, is farting introduced quicker than a heterosexual relationship?
You mean gay guys? Or
yeah,
gay?
You think two gay guys fart earlier in a relationship than a straight couple?
I never gave that much thought.
That's a great topic.
I'll bet it happens immediately.
A very good question. You think they just start farting up a storm? Well, they probably fart during sex. It's probably kind of like an exciting thing for them.
But there's a lot of gay guys that are very, very like when the term queenie, and I doubt that they'd want to ever do anything like that. They're more women than we are.
They're a little prissy. The gay guys. Well, stereotypically, so that's true. But it's also stereotypical that women don't fart because women fart. Like crazy,
and a woman's fart is always deadly because they try to keep it in for 3 weeks, and wacko.
Colonics, man, takes care of the gas.
I don't know about that. All right, Louis C.K. is with us. If you go up and look at his stuff on YouTube, the thing about the guys looking for a place in the house to masturbate is terrific. That is some of the greatest material ever.
So, where's the best place to masturbate?
Sad because you have if you have kids and you're married, you can't just. You should be able to just do it in your living room. I mean, I pay the rent, But you got to go. I was always hiding in the basement by the boiler, like a troll down there. Just some creep masturbating by the boiler. But my wife caught me once, and she was like, "Do you think about me when you do that?" And I was like, what are you, high? Why would I do that? How dumb is that? The idea of a husband masturbating, going, "Oh, my wife."
Yeah, because you could just go upstairs and have her.
But even your girlfriend,
you can think about anybody you want. You could masturbate. What?
When women do the same thing. I'm telling you. It's like you don't masturbate and think about your guy. I mean, once in a while you do. Once in a while, yeah. But
really? Ever? That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. In a new relationship. Yeah.
I think you do until you have sex with them.
Then you stop.
Yeah. You only hit it to girls you've never had sex with, and then once you have it with them, it's like, pass.
Right.
Like something the cherries off the cake. All right, Louis C.K. You can check him out on his website, L-O-U-I-S, the letter C, the letter K.com. Yeah. And go down to the Coach House in, where is that, San Juan Capistrano?
Yeah, that's right.
On the 25th.
Thursday night. It's going to be a great show. It's a great place to see comedy, that place. It's a real ruckus place, and I love doing stand-up there.
Yeah.
I was there last year, and so people that saw me there last year, I just want to say this, it's a totally different set now. I threw away all that material. So I'm doing all new stuff now. So yeah. It won't be the same stuff again.
You know, it really is terrific. What did you do before stand-up?
I mean, I've been doing this since I was 18, so wow. You know, I didn't go to college or anything, so it's pretty much all I've ever done.
Fantastic. Well, I tell you, the material, and again, I got a real jaded eye. There's, you know, very few comics that I like. But this guy, Louis C.K., his comedy is terrific. It's, you know, for the most part, clean. You can take the kids some of it. But it really is great, and it's great observational stuff. And, I think you're going to have your own TV show, but, you know, or your own movie and whole, you know, comedy life is going to be like Seinfeld, because I think that material is on the same par. It really is great.
Thank you very much, man. Thank
yeah.
you.
And, hey, thanks for coming on. And everyone get down there September 25th at the Coach House. That's the concert hall, I believe, down there in San Juan Capistrano. The show starts at 8 p.m. on Thursday. And check out louisck.com, L-O-U-I-S, the letter C, the letter K.com. Hey, buddy, thanks for coming on. If you're in town, please stop by. I'd love to have you.
I will. That was fun. Thanks for having me.
All right. Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
All right, there he goes. Very, very funny guy. You got to see this guy. And again, I hate 99% of stand-up comics. I can't stand it. But this guy is hysterical. You got to see this guy.
I've gone to a couple, you know, the Improv and the Groundlings and, you know, places where it's either improv or stand-up.
Right.
And when it's really bad, it's so embarrassing to watch somebody just go down. It's the worst feeling ever. That's why I avoid comedy shows.
But if you like Seinfeld or Ray Romano or Brian Regan or that level of comedian, you're going to love this guy, Louis C.K. Just a very, very funny guy. All right, who do we have in here? Jason's with us, is that right?
Yes, Jason. Jason, you there?
All right,
there we go.
All right, now you guys are working on a project together, is that correct?
We are, and I'm so excited about it, and it's really fun, and I'm going to let him talk about it, but it's a fashion show with the hottest models, so, and it's open to the public. It's this Friday at Avalon. It's called Project Ethos, and it's music, like all the greatest bands, and I'm going to let Jason talk about it, but they find the newest, the biggest, the people that are about to blow up, they're going to be household names, like One Republic, that It's Too Late to Apologize. That song, it went to number one.
Yeah,
Colby Calais.
Oh, yeah, I love that
song. Yeah, models for Top Model for that Tyra Banks show.
And what do you do with them? You represent them afterwards?
Well, basically, we seek out the hottest, newest talent and, you know, give them a platform, you know, to get out there and expose themselves. Yeah, and then also, you know, it's a little old in Hollywood. There's not as much new stuff going on, so we try to create something new for attendees.
And you do a show, once a year?
We do it twice a year.
Twice a year.
Yeah, coincide with fashion season, and it's a really...
What is fashion season?
Well, you know, I don't know much about it. That's why I have
As you can tell by the way I'm dressed, I'm not sure when it starts either.
No, there's fall and spring, and basically we coincide with, you know, whatever trends and looks are coming out, but then at the same time, we have a concert and art gallery to kind of liven up the fashion scene in L.A. You know, it's a little... Some people don't think it's that great, so we kind of came along and wanted to put some more creative, platforms involved,
And you know, how is Kasem involved?
Well, Kasem blessed us, you know, and is going to be hosting the event this Friday.
Is that right?
Yeah,
she's going to come out and, you know, and help us, you know, basically get the word out. And she's a, you know, celebrity, one of the first celebrities that we're having involved.
Wow.
And, yeah, we're just really proud to have her.
Don't tell them the real truth.
Yeah, so as I'm talking right now, I'm trying to figure out if my friends at home listening to me are more freaked out than I am right now. Because I'm freaked out right now.
You're freaked out right now?
But are my friends more freaked out
Probably.
At home going, how freaked out is he right now?
So it's I a think big even people who've never met you are freaking out. All All right, Project Ethos, the fashion show, music, art. What kind of art?
Well, it's visual arts. We have 10 artists and all different types, mixed media, oil, photography, all in around the ages of 27.
Can somebody go there and be discovered? Or you go?
Yeah, we've had a ton of artists come in and sell paintings, get in galleries. We've had clothing lines get placed in stores. You know, we invite buyers. We invite, you know, industry people. But just let me say to your listeners, you know, there's a lot of really, really, really hot chicks there because of the models and a lot of boozing going on.
Good for
which
you.
Is, you know, because I'm one of your listeners, so it's one big hot party.
What's it cost to get in?
It's $20 right now online. You can go on Want Tickets, www.wanttickets.com.
Okay.
And you can also go on our website, which is www.projectethos.com.
All right.
And it's this Friday at 8 p.m.
That's one big party, and there's going to be a lot of girls. And I know, like, you know, this audience.
Is there a modeling show?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, we have 54 models. We have, we have 9 clothing lines and 54 models. A lot of the models are emerging and professionals, and they're extremely hot.
They're gorgeous.
Yeah.
I was there on it was a Saturday and I couldn't believe some of these models, and they were just stunning. So if you ever wanted to...
These are models who are not yet models.
There are some. I'd say a little more than half of them are actually, you know, doing work right now. And then we also give the opportunity to new up-and-coming models, you know, to get out there 18, 19, 20 years old.
But if people want to meet the next Victoria's Secrets lot, I mean, they need to come. Because guys are really... They love the Sports Illustrated. They love their, you know, their Victoria's Secrets women. If you guys want to meet the girls before they get too snobby and make too much money to actually talk to you, this is the time to meet them.
Yeah, there's a good idea.
No.
Yeah, meet them when they're pleasant.
Meet them,
they can turn into complete bitches once you marry them.
It's true. It's true. Yeah. I'm telling you guys, if you want to meet these girls, it's at Avalon this Friday night.
You want to meet a chick that will ruin your life, go to Avalon.
You know, guys are obsessed with supermodels. They're obsessed
with
them.
They like them. They like the hot chicks.
Yeah.
All right. But anyway, it's this Friday, 8 p.m. at Avalon. Where is Avalon?
Are you coming? No,
it's
you can't
in Hollywood.
Go there.
It's Hollywood and Vine, 1735. It's a classic venue. I love it.
Yeah, I bet there was
I'm sure you'll stop by. It goes on till 2 a.m.
Yeah. It used to be called The Palace. Is that Avalon?
Yeah, old Ed Sullivan Theater. The Beatles did their first West Coast performance there.
Big fire next door to you guys, too, or something.
Yeah, huge. I freaked out. I thought it was us, but it wasn't.
All right, go to the Avalon, everybody, and get your tickets and check out these chicks that will be there. And Carrie Kasem is hosting.
Yeah.
So if you want to check her out, she'll have her hair washed and all done. And
I will. I'm actually going to wash my hair. I'm going to smell good. I'm going to shave.
Wow.
And I'm in a really hot outfit. But you know what? Next to the models, I'm nothing. So, fine, come meet me. But it's honestly, it's such a fun party, and I am very excited.
Randy, please. I mean, we're having a decent night.
I don't know.
He whispered in my ear when... Randy, I'm not even going to repeat it. Please.
I don't know.
But it's still shaving. He says when Carrie shaves, she uses a weed whacker. It's just so rude. I mean, you know, we're all having a decent night here. We're all enjoying ourselves. And then you got to put the negative vibe into the show,
dude. Used to use a weed whacker. Like, seriously, used to.
Wow.
Until I started getting the laser done. But both my brother and I, my sister's a lot luckier than we are, but both my brother and I'm serious, we could have been like Sasquatch. We're so hairy.
Hmm.
Thank God for laser.
What'd you have lasered? Your
laser.
Arms?
Everything. My arms, my legs, my bikini line, my face, my back. No, I'm kidding.
Did you have your back?
No, I'm totally kidding about that.
No.
But my butt, I wasn't that hairy, but I wanted all the hair gone.
Well, you had hair on your ass?
Yeah, every girl does. Even blondes, but it's very,
you
very
light. What are you talking about,
light.
Willis?
Yeah.
Not everybody does.
Well, it was very light, but I want all hair gone. They're my enemies.
Who stepped up to laser your bum? Is
well,
that like
a woman.
Company that does
that? It's a woman. And she's great. She's phenomenal. And now I'm hairless. And it's so great, I can't even tell you.
Hey, do guys do that? Have their asses
lasered? My brother, not his ass, but my brother has gotten his back. You could braid, you could cornrow his back hair. My brother was so hairy. He's now...
What a break that you have a radio career. And you can out him for that.
I'm a little hairy ape.
Jesus Christ. But he's thrilled you got into this business. You didn't get into the modeling game.
He talks about it. We laugh about it.
Okay, yeah. He may talk about it at the Kasem house, not on radio.
He just went on tour in Asia, part of his rap group, and they take off their shirts halfway through their set. And if he would have gone with all of his hair, the stadium would have cleared out.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, it'd be like, you know what it would be like? A little rapping chaka. You know the Chaco from Land of the Lost?
Exactly.
That's what my brother used to look like.
All right, Jason is a Peskin, right?
Yeah, that's
all right.
Right.
Go see, go to the Avalon this Friday night. Carrie Kasem is hosting. It starts at 8. What time are you getting there, baby?
Six. Exactly. How'd you know?
Well, you figured 2 hours to get your ass ready. Get your lasers, your ass lasered. It's a fashion show, music, art, and all the up-and-coming artists will be there. And ask for Jason at the door, and you get nothing, no kind of discount, but he'll just say hey to you. Go to wanttickets.com.
Want, W-A-N-T, wanttickets.com. Buy them now, because they're a lot cheaper than at the door. Yeah.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks for coming by, man.
You're a
major stud.
Thanks so much.
All right, before we were talking to Louis C.K., I was telling you about something that I hate getting in the mail. And I'm not ragging on this casino, because I love the Agua Caliente Casino out in Rancho
Springs.
Mirage.
Yeah.
Enjoy that place. I got a brand new casino out there. But I don't like corporate birthday cards. You know, I don't like a corporation to send me a birthday card. I don't
really?
Like it. Yeah.
Really?
I think it's a little impersonal. But they sent me a gift certificate here. It's $25 in Paradise Cash or one free buffet. So if I'm in Rancho Mirage by myself on my birthday, I can get myself a meal.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't know why it's not for two.
I'm surprised they don't give you two.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
It's just one plate, and you can eat your salad on that plate, and then you can get your beef and your bacon, but it's just you. Well, I'm with my wife over here. No. Tut, tut. This is not a giveaway for you and your wife. It's just for you. She'll have to sit outside and watch you eat. Right. But anyway, this is why I don't like corporate gifts, okay? Because on the back of it, this is what it says. Must be at least 21 years of age to redeem offer. Present this offer at the Paradise Rewards Club and valid ID. Offers non-transferable, limited one per person per offer. This may be used one time only. Offers are not valid for alcohol, tax, or gratuity. Offers have no cash value and no changes given. Restaurant offers are valid for dine-in only, no room service. It sounds like a great birthday gift, huh?
Until they take every aspect of the gift away from you.
Jesus Christ.
This offer may not be combined with any other discount or group rate. Management reserves the right to blackout holiday or special event periods. Agua Caliente and the resort down there are not responsible for equipment malfunctions, including but not limited to coupon computer systems or gaming-related equipment. And that goes on and on and on. If this offer is lost, stolen, or mangled in the mail, or misdelivered, you're ineligible for its untimely delivery. Hey, go on and on. The disclaimer for a happy birthday, lunch for a one, dinner for one guy, and the disclaimer goes on for 18 years. It's one sandwich. It's a sandwich, gang. It's a sandwich, maybe a little mashed potatoes, and some maybe a corn on the cob and a little chicken. But you better bring your lawyer to get this.
You're seriously upset.
I am livid with these birthday gifts from corporate America.
Oh my gosh,
you
should just chuck it. Don't even read it. It's like not
worth
it. Jesus
Christ. It's not good for me and my wife or me and my kid. It's just me.
You know what you should
do? If I'm alone in the goddamn desert on my birthday, guess what?
Give it away.
I get a sandwich.
Give it away or you bring it with you next time you go to Agua Caliente and sell it for half.
No, it says
sell
you can't do that.
And then gamble it. And
at the end it says, if you have a gambling problem call 1-800-GAMBLER.
No, it doesn't.
Right. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, it does. At the end it does. But anyway, so it leads me to this idea here. The things that corporate America does that drive you effing crazy. And I'm not talking about small mom-and-pop businesses that, make you wipe your feet before you come in, something like that. I'm talking about the big corporations in this country, how they tease you and annoy you and make you an ugly person.
Right.
And here's another one. All right, let's give out the phone numbers, and I'll give you another one that's real decent. If corporate America is doing something that annoys you on a daily basis, call us here and we'll out them for it. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. This happens to me every time I go to Walmart. One of the reasons I don't like going to Walmart, okay? I love the store. My wife likes it. My daughter calls it the DVD store because she likes looking at the DVDs. but to try to avoid the greeters at Walmart is a job in and of itself, man. You got to look through the window to see if they're in there, and if they're busy, you dart past them. Or if you try to go down to the other entrance, like, you know what a secret to Walmart is?
What?
Go through the nursery or the garden, and you won't have to run into these retards.
I've been to Walmart twice in my life. I've never had a greeter.
Oh, these
I've
horrible
never had a greeter.
Horrible. These women who sit there and want to chat you up, you know, especially the one in Valencia, because I like to wander out there. And oh boy, this monkey is working out there. And she comes out and she goes, "Hey, Lisa, is that your daughter? Is that your daughter?" And I said, "Please, baby, I spent my entire life trying to make enough money to avoid people like you. All right, I try to move into neighborhoods where this action isn't going on. You know, and I don't know what she had going, what she had working.
What was it that you had to do to go to Walmart? Why did you have to go to Walmart?
My daughter loves going to Walmart. I love going to Walmart. That's what we do. We go to Walmart. We look at the products that they have there. I don't know. But it was just, when I'm greeted by the, and first of all, and who was it that pointed this out? I can't remember who it was that pointed this out, and I'll give them credit if I find out. But a greeter used to be the world champ in boxing. And Caesar's Palace started the greeter.
Oh, yeah, right.
Who was it that brought that up? Do you know?
I can't remember.
But it wasn't a guy who was handicapped. It was like, you know, "Hey, look at that, man." Oh, I think it was Carolla that brought that up. Yeah. Carolla said, you know, "Hey, look, there's Muhammad Ali. Hey,
right.
Champ, how you doing?
Right.
Hey, welcome to Caesar's Palace."
At Carlots, they would hire people to, you know, greet
celebrities.
You. Yeah, celebrities,
yes.
Right.
But not a guy who's, you know, or a woman who's 65 and fallen on radically hard times.
And has shingles.
Yeah. And I don't want her to touch my kid. I don't want to be involved. And yet they attack you when you come in that store. And then if you dodge them, you feel bad. And, oh, it's a mess out there with this Walmart. Nobody else does this. Nobody else hires somebody to instantly irritate you when you walk in that building. That's all they do. They instantly irritate you. And they got to stop doing this. We're going to go out of business. All right, we'll come back with your phone calls. How corporate America irritates the hell out of you. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Carrie Kasem is with us, and we're live on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Carrie Kasem is with us. Nice to see you, dude.
Good to see you, too.
Corporate America irritates the crap out of a lot of people. Stephen Corona, how do they mess with you?
Thank you very much for calling the Bank of India, Mr. Conway. Please repeat your account number, your name, and your social security number for the fifth time this call.
Oh, it's the worst. You know, when I call my bank or one of my credit card companies, and I got to type in, you know, punch in the credit card number,
yeah,
and then you got to punch in your zip code, and then the guy comes on and asks for the information again.
I tell them, I said, why did you make me punch that in? Well, it doesn't come up on our computer. Well, why did I need to punch
it
in?
I know, they're the worst.
Or they're from the Philippines, or they're from India, and sometimes I can't understand anything they're saying, and I feel bad. But I'm so upset that they keep farming out all the telephone calls.
And they got all, you know, they have American names, though. It's like, good evening, how are you? Good. My name is Tom. He's like, oh, is that the first time you said that name, my brother? I was on an airline recently, and I'm not going to say what airline it was, but it covers the whole United States.
Yeah.
Okay. And I missed the flight because they wouldn't let me and my daughter and my wife jump in line in front of some other people who were taking a later flight, and I was pissed. I was late anyway, so what can I do? So they said, call this number and see if you can reschedule the flight. So I called the number, And they said, yeah, but for $150 a ticket, you can reschedule the flight.
Jesus Christ.
I said, well, $150 plus the airfare minus what my ticket was worth. So I said, how much is that for three to go one way from Portland to L.A.? And she said, that'll be $910.
Oh.
And I said, all right. I said, what if I throw these tickets in this trash can and get all new tickets? She goes, that'll be $710.
Oh, man.
I said, well, why would you offer me the $910 fare first and then the $710 fare? She goes, well, on my computer, it says here that this is the offer. I'm like, oh, F you. Like, I'm never flying with you clowns
think
again.
Think outside the box. Have a brain.
But that's why these airlines are in trouble. Some of these bigger airlines are in trouble. Have you ever gone on to like Orbitz.com or, I don't know, like Expedia?
Cheap tickets.
Well, like the ones that have all the schedule.
Yeah.
And you say, all right, I'd like to go from L.A. to Vegas, and they give you 500 selections.
Right.
And like towards the bottom, I see one for like $2,200. I'm like, oh, that's an interesting flight to Vegas. Where does that go? Well, it goes from L.A. to Houston,
yeah.
Houston to Utah.
I've seen that.
Utah to Sacramento, Sacramento to Vegas.
Yeah. Jesus
Who's
Christ.
Buying that?
Right.
What kind of freak, a love do you have for flying to buy that?
It's like every single flight would have to be booked. Every single flight out of every L.A. airport and Orange County airport, and then you'd have to take that flight.
Yeah, and it says 14 hours is the time of the flight.
Yeah,
it takes 14 hours.
Rent a car and get there in a couple hours.
You could drive there and back and drive there and back.
You could actually charter a prop plane for less than that.
Yeah, you could probably get a moped and make it in 14 hours.
Probably, yeah.
I'm sure you could.
Less than 14, yeah.
30 miles an hour?
Absolutely,
easily.
Yeah.
Easily, man.
Yeah.
All right, how these corporations just irritate the crap out of you. Danny in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 free FM talk or something like that.
Yeah, I hate it when they have like a radio or a TV show and they get the kid as some famous person to host it. Completely sucks.
Right. Thanks,
well,
Danny.
Well, let me ask you a question, Danny. You still there? Oh, you hung up like a coward.
They're such cowards. Like,
I know, but tell me why you don't like me. I don't mind them, calling them and repeating crap like that, but then they're cowards and they hang up. They're like, oh,
totally.
I got him.
I know.
But what I wanted to ask him is if he could name, because there's not a lot of guys who have kids that are going into radio.
No.
I said, can you name, I just want to ask you, can you name one other guy who's like, in show business, whose kid went into radio and has been on the same station in L.A. for 12 years? I'd like to know the answer to that. I think it is zero.
He was talking about me.
No, he's talking about me.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I don't think so.
I think
he's talking about me.
Get your freaking ass together,
Doggy,
here.
Doggy, please. We're trying to get together.
He was talking to Tim.
No, get out of here.
Hey, call
William
back.
William in Long Beach. William in Long Beach. You're at 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey, I work for a pretty big cell phone company, and I got a call into these call centers a lot of times, and then I get routed to either India or the Philippines.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the first thing I ask them is, hey, how's the weather in Manila? You know? They say, I'm sorry, but I cannot tell you that one, sir.
Do they really? So, they can't tell you?
Yeah, they can't tell you.
Yeah,
if they
can't talk about it.
Any other person, they'll tell you where they are. But one of the little-known facts is that a lot of the airlines and a lot of the big companies save an actual person in the States for their big clientele, their VIP clients.
Right.
Oh, like first class?
Yeah, if you're making some decent money, that's what they do. All right, buddy, thanks for calling. Eaton in Santa Clarita, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I am great. How are you guys doing tonight?
All right, dude.
Good.
Excellent. I hate it when I pull up to a drive-through window and I get this pre-recorded message asking me to try their newest, greatest meal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And most of the times I don't even realize that it's a recording and they're so polite and I politely say, oh, no, thank you. Before I even get that out, they're someone rude on the phone says, hold on, or what do you want?
Or it's a different voice. Like it's a woman who's like, would you like to try our new, beef, whatever classic with a bunch of fries and a Coke? And then the guy's all, hello?
Yeah.
What do you want? It's a totally different voice.
Oh, it throws me off every time.
You know what you could do is ask them, what's on it? And then they'll be completely stumped. Then the guy's got to read, what's on this new sandwich.
Totally.
And just talk to him for about 20 minutes about the goddamn sandwich. Man, that's the only way to get these companies to stop doing it. All right, Eden, we thank you for calling. Yeah, that is so irritating. And you know what also must be irritating? If you're if you have an apartment, and not a lot of houses are like this, but even an apartment that's pretty close to a drive-through.
Right.
And like at 2 o'clock in the morning, you hear, hey, it's Taco Bell. Can I take your order, please? And you like hear it coming through your window. You're like, oh, no.
On my block, at the end of it, not the my block. I'm 3 blocks away from it.
You can hear it?
No, it's Burger King. I have a huge Burger King right there. And it was one of not, I did not want to get a, I didn't want any kind of it's fast food at the end of my street. But it's not the Burger King that it bothers me because I can't hear it. It's not that bad. It's the fact that people eat there and then every single day I come out and people stop their cars, eat in front of my house, and then throw their stuff out. So I'm constantly picking up the trash.
I do that.
I'm constantly picking up the trash. And I thought I was going to get shot one time when I ran, went running after a kid who had dumped his trash out. Literally picked it up and started running. I'm like, you pig! He turned around his car and I thought, oh, here I go. I'm going to die. I'm going to get shot. And he said, what? What'd you say? I'm like, you're a pig. Why would you do this in front of my house? And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. Uh-oh. And he just drove off. But he didn't shoot me, and I was very happy.
Yeah. I have no idea what she's saying.
My wife used to do that.
Thanks, Randy.
Littering really irritates my wife. It really does.
It makes me so angry.
I don't get it anymore. I don't get the vibe. If a guy threw it out, he threw it out.
What?
You know, I think I've told this story before. One of the funniest things I've seen, and it irritated my wife, but I thought it was hysterical. A guy's driving on the 101 in a convertible, and he takes his In-N-Out bag over his shoulder, Coke over his shoulder, French fries over the shoulder, right onto the freeway.
I take my car and ram it into the back of his.
Nah.
I would. I'd ram my car into the back of his car and hope it like flipped over and killed him.
He's enjoying himself.
No, I can't stand litterers. It's like the question that comes to my mind every single time is, who raised you? Who raised you? You pig, you monkey, you idiot. Who raised you? Why are you littering?
Yeah, there's something going on with the hostility towards littering.
You know what it is? It's not the hostility towards littering. It's the idiots. It's the moronic behavior of like the society that's getting worse and worse and worse, and it makes me angry. I told you I like picked up a bunch of trash. There was four guys in a Saab like this, those convertibles, picked up all the trash they had thrown out in the street and picked it up, threw it all over them. I mean, somebody's eventually going to, like, shoot me or beat me up.
Yeah, you're going to get killed.
Absolutely. But it made me so angry.
I know. But you got to relax, baby. All right. How does corporate America irritate the hell out of you? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Jeff here. Jeff, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
All right, man.
Right on. I'm just on my way back home. I'll tell you, I live in an apartment. You guys were talking about apartment living and stuff, and you got a mailbox that's 4 inches by 4 inches.
Right.
And they cram, pack, push, whatever to get magazines and credit card offers and this and that. Everybody's coupons or whatever else they want to send out every week.
Right.
Drives me crazy.
Well,
up the wall.
Yeah, I see. I guess you could you put a stop to that. There's a do not mail list on, but I think they'll eventually just fill your box up anyway. I don't know what you do. And then people take them out and they throw them all over the place anyway.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know what you do about it. Let's talk to Juan on the 5 freeway. Juan, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
What's up, Conway?
Hey, dude.
Not much. Just here going home. But anyway,
good for you.
Little story for you. There's a certain cell phone company. Recently, I was trying to answer my brother's phone number onto my account because I get a discount through a company. And, you know, I go into the store first, and they're like, well, you got to do it over the phone and call them in. So I call in, they give me a number, and I call that number, and they're like, well, we don't do that. You need to do the transfer center. So she gives me the number for the transfer center. I call the transfer center. It was when I called, they answer the phone. They're like, well, we don't do that here. You guys just gave me this number, and then
yeah, but you know what? The problem is that there's so many levels nowadays in corporate America, and everybody passes the buck. Nobody wants to, you know, take the time out to help you. That it's much easier for if you're in a call center and there's 1,000 people with you, it's much easier to say, "Oh, here, call this number," as opposed to helping the guys.
Sure.
And because there are, you know, there are so few cell companies, you got to eventually be with one. But I think they're all the same. But you know, I've had great luck with Sprint.
I was just about to say that. Sprint has been, they, you know, when they messed up big one time, and it took me 6 months to clear it up. And when they finally did and realized I was right, they more than made up for it. They gave me 20% off my bill for, you know, a year. They really, really, they messed up big time with me. Like, they really, they found what they had told me. And I said, I kept telling them, look, you told me this. You told me this is what I would get on my contract. You told me, I said, I wouldn't have re-signed with you guys because I had got a better offer from another company. They realized, they went back in the notes like a year later, like 6-7 months later, and they said, you're right. We're so sorry. They took care of it. I've been with them, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years.
Yeah, I think I've been with them for like 7 years or ever since I had a cell phone, and I've never had a problem with them at all.
And then I got a, I got one of the newest phones that they have, and it was not working, and it made me tear my hair out. Not only did they give me a new phone, they said, here, try this phone. If you don't like it, come back, take it back. Here, we're going to totally get you. Now I have a BlackBerry. I've never been happier in my life.
Look at you.
Look at this new phone. Look at how gorgeous. Look at the red,
beautiful,
gorgeous case. Isn't it stunning?
Look at that.
It's just stunning.
Wow.
Oh.
All right.
Come here.
Please. Adam in Los Angeles. Adam, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how are you guys?
All right. Who's irritating you?
Yeah, I got a couple of things. The first thing is when the garbage man comes in with the big apartment complexes, they come in with their commercial trash trucks, and it sounds like Armageddon is beginning at 7 a.m.
Right.
And it goes on for a half an hour.
Yeah.
And they live, I mean, with all the technology we have available today, saving, you know, new hearts, iron lungs and whatnot, and
right,
they have to lift this giant iron trash can and shake it above their truck for a good 15 minutes per trash can.
Right.
It's terrorism on a small scale level. It really is. It's terrorism.
What day does that happen on?
Every day. Every single
what?
Day. They come, every day. Every day they have them come and collect it. Every single day.
Oh,
it's terrorism.
You got to tell them to stop that.
Yeah, you got to get out of that apartment building.
I've already signed. I'm already, the lease is over, so I'm already looking for a new place.
Yeah.
And
all right, Adam, we thank you for calling. Real quickly, before we got to take a break, here's another one. I was out at the Pomona Fair last night, and the only place to use the bathroom is in an outhouse. And so I had to go to an outhouse, and it's 2008. There's no reason why I should have to be urinating on somebody's doo-doo.
Jesus
You're
Christ.
So gross.
And having to look at
you
that.
You are so gross.
It's 2008. It's 2008. And you know what? Even the low end, like the white trash, the, you know, the low end people out at Pomona still wouldn't go into the outhouse. The low enders, the people who, you know, who probably would rather S in their pants than go into one of these outhouses. But why is that in 2008? Do we all have to, you know, act like it's where the, you know, we're in the Stone Age?
They need to make the water in there deeper.
No. You know what they need to do is put together effing toilets out there. How about make a goddamn bathroom out there? How about that? Anyone think of that?
Oh, you mean actually build toilets?
Yeah, build a bathroom.
That would be great.
Like everybody else in the universe. There's a goddamn bathroom.
But I guess, and to put the whole sewage system and everything, it's
put
more
it
expensive.
In. Put it in.
Yeah.
I paid, you know, my wife, my daughter and I went out to the Pomona Fairplex. We had a great time. And I probably spent close to $200 for the day. And then at the end, that's the howdy do you get.
But don't you have a urinal? Most of them have a urinal where the guys don't actually have to.
I didn't see a urinal. I saw outhouses. And then they got the big one. I don't know if it's for fat people or for a handicap.
Handicap.
But man, is that a big urinal.
When you're that fat, you are a handicap.
Jesus Christ.
But I mean, seriously, you have
it's like
urinals.
It's a barn. It's like a, what is the name of that, of those, you know, little barns that they sell? Tough Shed? That's what it is. It's like a tough shed for these fat sons.
Jesus Christ.
It's worse for women. It splashes up on us.
That's
even grosser.
I can't believe in 2008 there's still outhouses. I mean, that technology is Stone Age. And yet we still have to use them? Jesus. Those are people that don't care about you. If they have line up these porta potties. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Kerry Kasem's with us, and we're live on 97.1 FM Talk. Look at that.